Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Kurt Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the prophet Isaiah this morning. We'll be in chapter 25 with verses 6 through 10. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, the reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Indeed, this is our God. We looked to him, and he saved us. This is the Lord to whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." So a day's reading today for today's Mass incorporates Isaiah 25, verses 6 through 10, where a profound message that offers hope and assurance to believers, describing God's promise of comfort and restoration. In this text, the prophet Isaiah presents a vivid image of a great banquet on the mountain of the Lord, where God will provide a feast of rich food and aged wine. This scene is symbolic of divine abundance and fellowship, where the very best that God offers is lavished upon his people. The verses go on to declare that God will wipe away tears from all faces, a powerful assurance that he is intimately aware of our sorrows and struggles. This act of wiping away tears signifies not only the removal of grief, but also the establishment of a new reality where pain and suffering no longer have a place. God's promise is that he will remove the reproach of his people from the whole earth. This removal speaks to a future where shame, fear, and the burdens of life are lifted, allowing believers to stand boldly in the love and grace of the Lord. For those who choose to believe, these verses offer a glimmer of hope and despair. The reassurance that God will one day restore all things and wipe away every tear is a powerful invitation to trust him in every circumstance. Believers are encouraged to cling to the promise, knowing that God's faithfulness transcends our earthly trials. If we put our faith in him, we can find solace in his presence, where sorrow is transformed into joy and mourning into celebration. In the face of life's challenges, let us hold fast to this promise, reaffirming our faith in the one who brings ultimate healing and restoration. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. And today is day 7 of a novena for the repose of the soul of John Jeffries. John, rest in peace, my friend. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Isaiah 25. It's verses 6 through 10. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, "We Looked to Him, and He Saved Us." In the heart of the mountain, a feast divine, a banquet of hope, all hearts intertwine. The Lord spreads his table where sorrows depart, with rich, flowing blessings abundant in heart. He wipes every tear from the eyes of the meek. In the shadows of fear, his comfort we seek. The veil of despair, like a shroud now undone, his love shines like morning, a dew, new day begun. Death's grip is but fleeting, in grace it's confined. The promise of life in his arms we find. For kingdoms of sorrow and darkness will fade. In the light of his glory, our fears are allayed. He reigns as our refuge, our stronghold, our guide. In the midst of the tumult, in him we abide. With joy overflowing, his truth we will share. In unity gathered, we rise with a prayer. So let every nation and tongue lift their voice. In the presence of God, let all hearts rejoice. For the mountains shall echo, his goodness shall flow. In the banquet of mercy, his love will bestow. Amen. I am Thomas Shukruz Wiggins. It's December 3rd, 2025. And recording this morning at 4:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.com. We practice, praise, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, in Jesus' sweet name, remembering that the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. John, God bless you. Hope you and Mary are doing okay.